Your economic growth projection is 3.1% against government's own 7.4%. Thank you.
Starting with growth, an important reason why we are more conservative in our growth projections, of course, is exactly the point you made, that Zimbabwe unfortunately continues to have very limited access to external concessional support. And of course, domestically also, the government's ability to finance itself by issuing bonds or borrowing from the banking system is very, very constrained, given the monetary and exchange rate framework that the country has and susceptibility to inflation. So we feel with limited fiscal support, with the toll of the pandemic on economies, on people's lives, livelihoods, we feel that robust growth recovery this year will be constrained and of the order of 3%. But we, this is a point we'd be very, very happy to be proven wrong on, of course. And if growth is higher, we'd be very happy. Turning to inflation again, it really comes back to the same factors. We do see inflation having come down from the very high levels it was in 2019-2020 on account of including the drought that Zimbabwe and Zambia had suffered from. That said, we do, again, given the absence of new inflows, we do see a constrained environment, a much more constrained environment for supply of goods and services, so expect inflation to be a bit higher.
Thank you. Thank you, Abe. Let's go back to Mario Batista. Please go ahead.